Anybody got a question? Biblical question. I may not have no answer, but do you have a question? Okay, if y'all will, turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. It's good to see each and every one of you this morning. I'm glad you're back today. Good to see our travelers back with us this morning. They've been traveling on the road quite a bit. If you will, join me in prayer, please. Father, we thank you for our Savior. We thank you, Lord, that you loved us and sent your Son to die for us. And Father, we thank you for all our spiritual blessings through what he accomplished at Calvary for us. And Father, we thank you for the truth that we have here before us, that we can put our faith and trust in this King James Bible, the 1611 edition. And Father, we ask you this morning to especially be with those that are sick. We ask you to comfort these people, to heal them according to thy will. And Father, we ask you this morning to teach us your word by your Spirit, to build us up in the faith that we'd be a better witness for thee. And Father, we ask you most of all to get honor and glory to yourself in this class. In the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, start with me in verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Go over to chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 2. The word back there, doctrine, just means teach. It's what is being taught. Well, I want to understand what I'm supposed to teach in this dispensation that I'm in. And there's more than one dispensation that was committed to the Apostle Paul. I'm going to show you that in just a minute. Now, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Well, beloved, everything we have is in Christ Jesus. Hold your place in. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. In other words, it was God's will that Paul, the blasphemer, be saved and hear the message from the Lord Jesus Christ. And in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3, you can look at it later on, Paul said he had a form of sound words, and these form of sound words came from the Lord Jesus Christ in a heavenly vision. Now, verse 1, Ephesians 1:1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. There's two groups of people there. Grace be to you, both groups of people. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Everything we have is spiritual, and it's in Christ. We are a spiritual body made up of spiritual believers, believing that Jesus Christ, when he died at Calvary, died for all of your sins. Your sins ain't your problem. People's unbelief is their problem today. The sin issue has been taken care of today. Now, verse 4. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. In other words, before God ever laid the foundation of this world, we were in the mind of God in Christ before the foundation of the world. That's what he said. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. Go back to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Where is our grace at?
In Christ.
You can't miss that. Now, verse 2. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Now, doctrine is teaching. What do we teach? Well, let's look at some things. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. Did Paul say that a dispensation of the gospel was committed to him? Do y'all know what the gospel is that he's talking about? Let's look at some things about this gospel. Go to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Now, Paul did say he had a dispensation committed to him, didn't he?
Yes.
All right. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel. What gospel? Now, you see, most of your new translations leave out of Christ. So it puts a doubt on what Paul says here. If you pick up a Bible that leaves of Christ out, you need to chunk it. You got the wrong book. You do not have the inspired Word of God. God cannot lie, and God will not lie. Now, let's read it like God said to read it. You remember now, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Verse 16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it, the gospel of Christ, is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Did Paul say to the Jew first?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it like this. I will put on the board here is the cross. Jesus Christ died at Calvary. All of our sins were on Christ when He died. The Apostle Paul, the Lord appeared to the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 9 and gave him a dispensation. And I'm just going to carry it all the way through Romans to Philemon. Those who first trusted in Christ were in the covenants of promise. You can go back to Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, and God told Abraham, I'll bless you, and I'll bless your seed, and I'll bless them that bless you and your seed. Jesus Christ was the seed that was to come. He said, I'll curse those that curse you. All right, I want you to remember this now. So when Paul received the words from the Lord Jesus Christ in Romans, he's writing down to those who first trusted in Christ. Jew first. Now, he said, a dispensation was committed unto me. So, I'm saying that that dispensation has ceased. You understand how I'm saying this now? The dispensation that was given to Paul has ceased. Jew first. Has the dispensation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which was committed to Paul, that Jesus Christ died for our sins, has that ceased?
No,
it has not. But has it ceased that I got to go to the Jew first?
Yes.
Yes, it has. Well, go hold your place here. You don't have to hold Romans. Go to Ephesians chapter 3 with me. Let me show you something. You see, I'm saying that Paul had two dispensations. Is Paul the apostle to the Gentiles?
Yes.
Anybody got a problem with not knowing that Paul's the apostle of the Gentiles? So you see, it makes a difference. If you claim Jesus Christ as your apostle, you're not in either one of these dispensations, isn't it committed to Paul? You understand? So, what about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the 12 apostles? If you follow one of these apostles here, you're not in this dispensation, neither one over here. Now, in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. What Gentiles? Is Paul going to the Gentile in this dispensation back here that he called the dispensation of the gospel of Christ?
Yeah.
But he's going Jew first.
Yeah.
Why did he go Jew first?
They had the oracles of God.
Let me show you why. Hold Ephesians chapter 3. Go to Acts chapter 13. Now, beloved, you can't miss these things. Listen, if you can learn to separate Paul's two dispensations, you won't have any trouble with the Lord's Supper. You won't have any trouble with speaking in tongues. You won't have any problem with taking up a collection for the poor saints at Jerusalem. You won't have any problem with all of the signs and wonders that Paul did in the book of Acts, all the way from Acts 9 to Acts 28. And you know, some people are going to say, well, he's an Acts 28er. I don't give a flip what you call me. I'm a low-down, sorry human that I'm trying to teach the Word of God rightly divided. And when Paul said rightly divide the Word of truth, he ain't talking about rightly dividing the Bible. He ain't talking about starting in Genesis chapter 1 and say, well, you know, I like this verse, I'll use this one. Well, I can't understand that, and so we'll just sweep it under the rug. That ain't what he's talking about. That ain't right division. He's talking about rightly dividing the Word of truth, which is the gospel of our salvation. It was a mystery hid in God, and it wasn't revealed to Paul until the Lord appeared to him in the temple in Acts chapter 18, beloved. And you can't miss it. So this dispensation here to the Jew first has ceased. Now, has the gospel of Christ ceased?
No,
it has not. Did Christ die for our sins according to the Scriptures?
Yes.
According to the Scriptures that Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 4, he told the gospel that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. According to the Scriptures, did Christ die at Calvary?
Yes.
Did he die for our sins according to the Scripture?
Yes.
You ain't listening.
No.
Did he die for my sins? I'll put it this way. Did he die for my sins according to the Scriptures?
No,
he did not. Now that is the difference in this dispensation here than this one here. This one here was a mystery hid in God that he would die for low-down people such as me. I started to say us, but y'all not sorry like me, such as I am. Listen, it took a special person when Paul told the world that he was going to go to Gentiles such as us that are not in the covenants of promise, Paul became a prisoner. What will you do to get this message to somebody? Would you go out on a limb, so to speak? Y'all ever watch them dumbest things that people do on TV? You see that man on this board and he's a sewing and the board falls down and he goes with it. How far out on the limb will you go to show somebody the truth of the Word of God right there about it? You know, if you do, sometimes your family ain't going to like you. Your friends ain't going to like you. You're going to make a lot of enemies. But you know what you're doing? You're building up rewards for the day the rapture takes place. When the rapture takes place, we go to the judgment seat of Christ. And all our work's going to be tried by fire. Now, you can believe the Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins and be saved and secure and sealed to the day of redemption. You don't have to do any good works for the Lord. You'll go out in the rapture. But everything you've done for the, in the name of the Lord, and you, everything you do is in the name of the Lord, because He owns you. He purchased you at Calvary. He bought you. So everything you do is in His name. And if you put it on the fire, and if it's not on the foundation that Paul laid, according to the Word of God, rightly divided, it's going to smoke. It's going to go up and smoke. Don't suffer loss. So if you're still building things back here in this dispensation, it's going to go up in smoke. You see, Paul told these people who first trusted in Christ, forbid not to speak with tongues. Do y'all know how to speak in tongues? I can't even speak the English language. I murder the English language. I was overseas in a bunch of countries over there, different countries over there. We'd be walking down the sidewalk and hear them people looking at us, and I wondered, you wonder if they cussing me or what? I ain't the foggiest idea what they say. But you see, these people had the gift back here to speak in languages. Not some kind of jibber jabber. They spoke in languages, audible languages. Now, Acts 13. I'll get there in just a minute. Verse 44. Acts 13, verse 44. We're talking about Jews first now. Why did Paul go to the Jew first when he first started preaching? Acts 13:44, and the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing you put it from you, judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. In other words, he's trying to lead the Jews, and he's going to go to the Gentiles. But Paul has always got the Jew in mind in the book of Acts. Go to Acts 28. Now, there's plenty of evidence between 13 and 8, but for time's sake, go to Acts 28. Go to verse, Paul has been delivered to Rome as a prisoner, and verse 17, Acts 28:17. And it came to pass that after 3 days, Paul called the chief of the Jews together, and when they were come together, he said unto them, Men and brethren, though I have committed nothing against the people or customs of our fathers, yet was I delivered prisoner from Jerusalem unto the hands of the Romans. Why is Paul a prisoner? Because he said he was going to Gentiles such as us that are not in the covenants of promise. You can find that in Acts 22. And when he said the word Gentile, they threw dust in the air and said it is not fit that this man should live. In other words, he's going against everything that's in the covenants of promise back here in Genesis all the way through. So when this dispensation ceases, Paul says he ain't going to the Gentile no more. To the Jew anymore. Only to the Gentiles. Now watch what he says here. Verse 18. Who, when they had examined me, would have let me go because there was no cause of death in me. But when the Jews spake against it, I was constrained to appeal unto Caesar. Not that I had ought to accuse my nation of. For this cause, therefore, have I called for you. Well, who is he talking to?
Jews.
Chief of the Jews. For this cause, therefore, have I called for you to see you and to speak with you. Because that for the hope of Israel, I'm bound with this chain. And they said unto him, We neither received letters out of Judea concerning thee, neither any of the brethren that came showed or spake any harm of thee, but we desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest. And he's still talking with the chief of the Jews. For as concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against. And when they had appointed him a day, there came many to his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God. Now watch what he says. Persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses, out of the prophets, from morning to evening. Is he taking the Old Testament scriptures and showing them these things here?
Yeah.
Those who first trusted in Christ. In the covenants of promise. Galatians chapter 4. They are in the covenants of promise. They believe the seed of Abraham. Jesus Christ is that seed. So they are in the covenants of promise, and they claim Abraham as their father. Over and over and over, they claim Abraham as their father and those who first trusted in Christ. Now, watch what he says here. Verse 24. And some believed the things which were spoken, some believed not. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed after that Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, Go unto this people. Well, if you study Isaiah chapter 6, where he's quoting from, he's dealing with Israel. He's not dealing with Gentiles. So Paul, even as a prisoner, is still dealing with the Jew first. You understand? All through the book of Acts, when Paul is saved, Jew first. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Well, if you can get a grip on this division right here, it helps you understand Romans to Philemon. You see, I used to read Romans to Philemon over and over, and I say, Lord, I can't do that. I don't know how to speak English language, much less some kind of foreign tongue. And where's this Jew? I got to take up a collection on Monday and send this Jew this money. I used to go downtown years ago. Had a bunch of juice stores on Dalton Street down there. And I'm telling you, buddy, they know how to economize. We don't. People didn't like it. You could go in one of them Zagabas down there. That was the famous one downtown. Any of y'all been in Zagabas? Dark in there. And that fella that's leading you around, he ain't gonna let you go by yourself. You know why? Because he turns the light on in every place where you go. And when you leave there, he turns the light out. He don't leave that light on like we do. Jew first. Watch what Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. I exhort therefore that first of all supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for all that in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have the Jews saved first and then the Gentiles. I forgot what dispensation I'm in. See, I'm not in this dispensation back here. Now, do we claim promises out of this, spiritual promises out of this? Yes. We most certainly do. Did Christ die for our sins?
Yes.
But not according to the Scripture. I'm going to show you that in a minute. Now, look what it says, verse 4. God, our reverence to God our Savior, verse 3. Who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Did he say he would have all men? It don't make no difference whether you're Jew or Gentile no more, does it?
Yeah.
I ain't got to go to Jew first no more, help. Help? No, I go to all men, anybody. God died for all of them. But did he die for us according to the Scriptures in this dispensation?
No.
All right, go back to Ephesians chapter 3. Let's pick up on the context again. Verse 1, Ephesians 3, verse 1. For this cause I fall the prison of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. Go to chapter 2. I'm going to show you these Gentiles that he's talking about. Verse 11. Wherefore remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, verse 12, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope. Why did we not have a hope? Israel is Lo-Amni, according to the book of Hosea. They are not God's people. According to the book of Romans chapter 11, they have been cast away. There is no more Israel for you to go through. There is no more Jew for you to bless to get to God. You cannot get in the covenants of promise no more. That dispensation has ceased. Well, how do you get to God now? Appreciate you asking. Go to Ephesians chapter 6, whole chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. He did not say the mystery which is the gospel. He said the mystery of the gospel. What is the mystery of the gospel? Go back to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 1. For this cause I call the prison of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you, to who? Go to chapter 2. Go back to chapter 2. Verse 12. That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. Beloved, until Paul preached the mystery of the gospel, me and you had no hope. You know why? Israel's gone. Israel's Lo-Amni, not God's people. And I don't give a flip what the United Nations say, what they claim. 1947, that Israel became a nation. They may have become a nation, but not under God. You understand? God is not dealing with Israel today. You want to bomb Israel? Bomb them. God ain't going to stop you. They are not God's chosen people today. You know, I feel like if I could set myself on fire, maybe you could believe something. Who is God's chosen people today? My, 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 how soon have we forgotten? Go back to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Look at it. According as he hath chosen us. You can claim the us. When did he choose you? In Christ. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Go to Titus chapter 2. Let's go to Titus chapter 2. Verse 11. Well, I apologize. Well, let's go to verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to who? All men. Not Jew first. All men. God would have all men to be saved. Let me hear you. All men. I ain't got to go to the Jew first. Can a Jew be saved?
Yes, sir.
How? The same way you can be saved by the gospel of Christ, by the mystery of the gospel. What does the grace of God do? Look at verse 12. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope. Well, what is the hope we're looking for? It's the same hope these who first trusted in Christ is looking for, the rapture. Why? We're not appointed unto wrath. Israel is. We're appointed unto the rapture. Israel is appointed to a day of tribulation, and it's called a 7-year period. Jacob will be saved out of it, and that will bring into your Hebrew epistles. Hebrews through Revelation. They are looking for the tribulation. I'm not looking for the tribulation. It ain't that I don't study about the tribulation. I know who it's for. I study Romans to Philemon, rightly divided. Now, go to Titus chapter 3 while we're here. Verse 4. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. What men? All men. Not by works of righteousness which we've done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Go back to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Might as well go ahead and take 2 Timothy chapter 4 while you're at it. Take 2 Timothy chapter 4 and keep Ephesians chapter 3. All right, now Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1 again. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. Now, he didn't include those who first trusted in that. He said, for you Gentiles. In Acts 22, he told those people, the Lord told me he's going to send me far hence to the Gentiles. They gave him audience unto that word, Gentile. And they said, away with this fellow. It ain't fit that he should live. And Paul became a prisoner for us Gentiles from then on. Now, Paul was in prison a whole lot of times back here when he went to those who first trusted in Christ. But it wasn't because he was going to Gentiles such as us that were not in the covenants of promise. You understand? Now, in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 2. If ye, those that he's writing to, those that were not in the covenants of promise. If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you. Now hold a fort. Didn't Paul say in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 that he had a dispensation committed to him?
Yes.
Well, is there another dispensation been committed to him according to what he just said?
Yes.
So, beloved, I got two dispensations there. Those who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, Ephesians 1:13, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed. Were these sealed?
Yeah.
They sure were. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul said they were sealed. He said, in whom we're sealed? No, in whom ye are sealed until the day of redemption. All our blessings in Christ. Spiritual blessings, spiritual body. Now watch what he says here. Verse 3. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. What mystery? Mystery of the gospel, beloved. We read it. The mystery of the gospel. That when Christ died at Calvary, he also died for people that are not in the covenants of promise. He didn't leave us without hope. Back here in this first dispensation that Paul had, we people such as us had no hope. When Israel became Lo Amni, we had no hope until Paul preached the mystery of the gospel. And I read a preacher's booklet on the many names of the gospel. And that's misleading. It's misleading. Hold your place and go to Colossians with me, chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4. We'll start in verse 1. Colossians 4, verse 1. Master, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. With all praying also for us that God would open to us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, of which I am also in bonds. Well, why is Paul in bonds? Go back to hold your place. Go back to Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 2. If you have heard the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. Verse 4. Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Well, what was the mystery of Christ? Then when Christ died at Calvary, he also died for me. Although I'm not in the covenants of promise any longer. And I can't get in them because Israel's Lo Amni. Now, verse 5. This mystery, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is what? Now revealed. Well, beloved, Paul didn't reveal that back in Romans, the first six books that he wrote back here to those who first trusted in Christ. Now, he got it. But you know what the Lord did? Do y'all know why Paul didn't speak that mystery back there? I wasn't going to do it, but let's do it. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 1. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will. He didn't say I have, did he? He said I will come to revelations or visions and revelations of the Lord. Did Paul know that the Lord was going to appear to him and give him some more revelation.
Yeah.
Hold your place here. Go to Acts 26. Won't leave nothing undone here. I won't leave you hanging out on a limb here. Paul's giving his account before the king. Go to verse 12. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining around about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? He said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Now watch what he says. But rise, stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of the things which thou hast seen and of the things in which I will appear unto thee. Did the Lord tell Paul, this is Acts 9. This happened in Acts 9. Did the Lord tell Paul that he would appear unto him again? Yeah. Go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. I will, he said, verse 1, it is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Paul knew the Lord was going to give him some further revelation. Now watch what happens when he did. Now this happened in Acts 18. You understand Acts 18? This book that you're reading of Corinthians was written after Acts 18. Paul already knew about us when he wrote this right here. Now watch what happens. Verse 2, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Come down to skip the parentheses. Such and one caught up to the third heaven. Verse 3, I knew such a man. Verse 4, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Beloved, my mind just ain't but so big. Do you remember what you read in Colossians chapter 4? Praying always with prayer that utterance may be given unto us, unto me, unto Paul, to speak the mystery. Verse 4, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Well, it ain't what he's saying in Colossians. He's asking for prayer that he may make this made known boldly, that he may make known the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of Christ. When Christ died at Calvary, he also died for low-down people such as me that had no hope, no way to get to God. Now watch what he says here. Verse 5. Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself will I not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I will not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear. In other words, it ain't time for Paul to let the world know that he's going to Gentiles that are not in the covenant of promise. You know why? Israel ain't low in them not yet. When Israel becomes a low Amnite, then the mystery of the gospel proceeds. Not the mystery which was hid in the scriptures, but the mystery of the gospel. I hope I ain't failing you. I feel like I'm stumbling all over on you. But I hope you see this. But now, did Paul say, but now? Verse 6, look at it. For though I would desire to glory, I will not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure.
Y'all ever been anywhere in some kind of a church religious activity thing? I'll just use that term. And you sitting there and you just chomping at the bit. Boy, I wish I could get up there on that podium up there and just tell these people the truth. They're sitting here listening to ignorance and they're eating it up. You ever done that? You just sitting there with angst in your britches, just wanting to get up and tell these people, hey, this is wrong. You're following the wrong apostle. You're following Jesus, or some of them following Peter. You're following the wrong apostle. When we follow the apostle Paul, you know what Paul told us to do? Rightly divide the word of truth. And that's our aim in this class, is to rightly divide the word of truth. And by doing that, I consider what Paul says. I have to. I can't consider what Jesus said in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now you see, when you read 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3, Paul said the form of wholesome words of our Lord Jesus Christ. He ain't talking about the words of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He's talking about the wholesome words that are committed to him, which have to be rightly divided. And if we don't rightly divide them, we're in confusion. Look what Paul says here. Verse 8. For this thing, this messenger of Satan, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. You know why the Lord wouldn't take that away from Paul? You got any idea? Let's just think on this thing just a minute. You reckon what Paul would have did if the Lord hadn't put that in? You know, I can see old Paul, he's sitting in, and he's saying, now, wait a minute, I got something. And then all of a sudden, man, he just knots up in his side there, and I'm sorry, Lord, I won't say nothing. Next meeting, he goes, I'm going to get in it. You know why? It ain't time to make it known. That's why the Lord wouldn't. Look what he says to him here. Verse 8. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. Well, is God's grace sufficient for us? Are we sure? Are you sure? If you go somewhere and you hear somebody saying, well, I believe in following the Apostle Peter, well, you're going to just say, yeah, that's okay. You follow Peter, we follow Paul. We're all going to the same heaven. No, no, no. You follow the Apostle Peter, you're going to bust hell wide open. You know why? Peter said, repent and be baptized for remission of sin. And you've already read in the book of Ephesians that we have forgiveness of sin. Peter never told anybody they had forgiveness of sin. He told them they had remission of sins, looking for forgiveness at the second coming. Paul told us, Romans chapter 5, verse 11, that we have now received the atonement. Peter and them won't receive the atonement until the second coming, when the New Testament will be made. I mean, this thing just goes. Paul's got such a revelation here that he's just wanting to spout it out. And it ain't time, because Israel's still on the scene, and the people can still get to God through the covenants of promise. But when Israel became Lo Ammonite, then it's time to make it known. But you know what happened? Paul's become a prisoner for us Gentiles, telling the world if you're going to go. We'll go to Acts 22. I've quoted some of it to you. But let's look at it. And what you read in Acts 22 happened in Acts 18 when Paul was in the temple. Verse 17. Acts 22:17. It came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance. Saw him saying unto me, make haste, get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know that I am prisoner and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by, consenting unto his death. kept the rein of them that slew him. And he said unto me, depart, I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. Hold the fort. This happened in Acts 18. Didn't it? You can find it in Acts 18 when Paul went to Jerusalem, went in the temple, and the Lord appeared unto him in the temple. Look what Paul said here. Verse 22. The Lord said to Paul, and he said unto me, depart, I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. Well, has Paul been going to the Jew and the Gentile?
Yeah. Yeah.
Certainly, yeah. Most certainly he went to Jews and Gentiles. Hold your place and go to Acts 14. Hold your place and go to Acts 14. Verse 1. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both, and Paul and Barnabas, together in the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both of Jews and also of Greeks, believed. Well, all Greeks are Gentiles, but all Gentiles ain't Greeks. We're Gentiles that were not in the covenants of promise, beloved. You understand? Go back to Acts 22. Verse 21. And he sent unto me, depart, I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. Well, he's been going to Gentiles, so what Gentiles is he talking about? Those that are not in the covenants of promise. And when he told them in that, he became a prisoner. Look what they said. Verse 22. They gave him audience unto this word. The word there is Gentile. And they lifted up their voice and said, away with such a fellow from the earth. It is not fit that he should live. In other words, they were going to try to kill Paul. What if Paul would have said, well, wait a minute now, I won't do that. I won't do that no more. I'll just keep doing what I've been doing. Me and you wouldn't have had a hope. Are you going to cower down? Are you going to say, well, you know, y'all believe in getting there by baptism and repenting of your sins and confessing your sins and asking the Lord to come into your heart and living above sin and all this? And ain't a moment one of you can live above sin. You know why? God Almighty Himself said, there ain't none good, no, not one. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So everybody you know needs a Savior. So what are you going to tell them? Christ died for you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Believe what? That He's the King of Israel? No, no, no. He's the head of the body, the spiritual body. I'm a member of His body. You can't get that no other way. You can't become a member of His body by the doctrine in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You only become a member of His body by the gospel that was committed to the Apostle Paul. There's no other gospel today. Paul said if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. I mean, it's either, you're either saved or you're lost. And if you're lost and die, you go to hell. If you're saved and die, you go to heaven. Go to be with the Lord. You got a choice. God did all He can do to save you. He ain't going to wake you up in the middle of the night some night and say, yeah, this is it's time for you to get saved now. You've heard the gospel of Christ. You don't want to miss the rapture. What if the rapture took place right now and we've gone and some of y'all still sitting there, well, where'd they go to? You know what's going to happen? This body's going to fall over and my spirit's going to go back to God. This body ain't going to go through that wall, right? This body's going back to dirt. Going back to dirt where it come from. Spirit goes back to God, according to Ecclesiastes. God's got a new body for me. At least I'll be found naked floating around out there naked. Naked spirit. No, I got a body written on me. Like His glorious body. When the rapture takes place, if you're saved, you're going. If you ain't, you're staying behind. And you know what you're going to do? Antichrist is going to be revealed. Boy, he's going to make fire come down out of heaven. He do all these lying wonders and signs. And Benny Hinn, I'm sorry about that. Benny Hinn may be part of that. They're going to have power to heal. All kind of things. You know what you're going to do? You're going to believe him. You know why? Because you receive not the love of the truth that you might be saved. Now's the day of salvation. Regardless of whether you ever learn right division or not, Jesus Christ died for you and paid for you. He'd have you to be saved. And he ain't going to just wake you up some night and say, hey, I'm going to get saved here tonight. Now, this is it. You're leaving here tomorrow. No, your opportunity is right now if you're not saved. I hope there's nobody in here that's not saved. My time's up this morning. We ain't through. I don't know how to get through, but we'll just stop right there. Appreciate each and every one of you being here.